What is this project and why has it captured our imagination like this?
Well, it's so simple, it's hard to explain. It's just a golf course, but we play indoor. So I've played with, I'm Canadian, so the winter is even longer than in Chicago. And when I finish my season in October, I'm a single digit handicap, a pretty good golf player. But when I start back in May, I play left, right, hook, slice. So, golf is a tough sport and it's fun. It's my favorite sport. I'm an ex-hockey player and everything, but golf is my passion. And 7 years ago, one of my friends approached me with the idea to play golf in domes, but it was smaller domes, just little par threes, 70 yards, 80 yard par threes. I said, oh, it's interesting. So I went and visit all the dome suppliers in USA, Canada, and there's two of them who have the technology to build larger domes. So we worked with those two companies for 7 years. We developed the technical aspect of the project, the golf course with the golf architects, the artificial turf. It's all artificial turf, trees, everything, and the financial aspects since 2 years. And now we're just ready to launch the project. We want to play golf all year long, day and night. It's as simple as that.
So I guess one of the first questions, you talked about 7 years of research on these domes. We have probably a dozen domes
Yeah.
here, golf domes. What's the difference? Is it just the size or scope or
Yeah.
what to
They're
look for?
about three times larger than your larger dome in the Chicago area. So it's 300 foot large and 900 foot long. So it's large as a football field is long, So and 900 foot, it's 300 yards. So we're going to be able to take our driver inside. That's what I want. I want to hit the ball over a pond. And it's Scottsdale, Arizona style. I don't know if you saw our video. It's a cool style, with palm trees, cactuses. So it will be great golf because we test all the suppliers of golf turf, and we choose the best one. The one where I will hit my 9 iron, let's say 145 yards, and the ball will stop like on a real green after rain because there's a lot of sand. We put 7 pounds per square foot of sand on the greens. So when you hit a high iron shot, it will puff. It will be very smooth. I was hitting balls with pros, and they even had some backspin on the green. So it will be perfect condition.
So is this something that you've already been testing then locally for
We
you?
test the green. We test the artificial turf. We test it. And the technology of the dome, it's perfect. We have some suppliers. So now it's the financial aspect. We just raise a fund. We're just starting to raise a fund. It's a we're, the document is a PPM, private placement memorandum. It's for accredited investors under Rule 506C, so it will be 100K or more as an investment in our project.
Got it. So I think we wrote our first article about this project, perhaps maybe a year ago. And you
Yeah.
guys have been doing all this work in the back end. And now,
Yeah.
like you said, you're at this stage where you're open for investment. What's kind of the goal that you're looking to accomplish here?
So, at the beginning, I was just looking for the big investors, would put 50 millions or more. And actually, our investment fund is 50 to 60 million. So people, some of those say, oh, it's not enough. They're absolutely right. It's more than that, our project, because a part of it will be banking, but it's private. We cannot tell the exact price, but it's a big cost. But the big thing about our project is that we have almost zero maintenance on the golf course. It's all artificial trees, artificial grass. If you take your normal golf course where you're a member, or I'm a member, 50% of the budget is just for maintenance. Now we're going to have practically zero, except just rattle the sand traps. That's about all. So after we're going to build it, the maintenance cost is very low. So we're going to have some very good margin of EBITDA,
So one of the questions is obviously we have in the Chicagoland area such a great market for golf. What made you choose the location? It's been talked about Oswego, somewhere around there. There's lots of golf. It's still fairly close to the city. What other things made you consider that?
Well, To be quite honest, we're looking to the New York market at the beginning and New
Mm-hmm.
Jersey, but it's tough to be pretty close to New York at a reasonable price, you know? So we heard about Oswego's developing very fast. It's like the next Naperville if you're going west. So we found some real estate at a reasonable price close to Naperville, and it's close enough to the big market of Chicago. Because if you go downtown Chicago, it will be in. First of all, to find 60 acres would be impossible, except if we go on the golf course. We're discussing right now with some golf courses because I think the best spot for our project wouldn't be a farmer's land. It will be a golf course. Like, let's say 27-hole golf courses. We would convert 9 holes into our project, and the other 18 holes will stay like that. So I think it will be the perfect spot. The zoning would be already approved on a golf course. So we're talking with some people in the Chicago area because we really think the best place will be a golf course.
That makes great sense. Now, watching the videos that you have posted, you're able to see and get that idea of what it would be like. And I think that's what's captured the attention of so many people. From your perspective, what is that you want golfers to feel when they get into that first dome and they get ready to hit that first shot?
Well, first of all, when you enter a dome, even if it's a smaller dome, eh, we always say the same thing. Wow, it's big, it's cool. And it's just a soccer dome, you know? And it's about one third of the dimension. When you're going to enter Megalodon Golf, you're going to see all those palm trees, cactuses, beautiful golf course, undulated, 900 foot long, 300 foot large. The interior of the dome is blue like the sky. So people will get crazy about it. I'm already crazy about it and I didn't play it. So it will be just fun. Play golf, have a beer after your game, like a normal golf course, but you'll be in January.
Now,
Or even in the summer, you know, it's raining a lot, right? In Chicago. Sometimes you want to play at night. Let's say you have some kids, Walter, and they get to bed at 8:30, 9. You can go play nine-hole golf with me and get back to your lovely wife at 11 o'clock. It will be perfect. So the market is ready. All the other sports are playing indoor except golf. And I have nothing against virtual golf. You know, I go there on the winter time, but it's not that fun, to be quite honest.
Is there anything that's currently out there that would give the same scope to the size of these domes that you're talking about? Because I think we're
No.
familiar with the ones we currently have, but three times the size, is there
Yeah.
anything else out there now that's that big?
No, sir. No,
Okay.
sir. So you'll have the feeling if you're at Scottsdale, Arizona, you're playing, an executive golf course. It's six par threes, three par fours, but the only thing, there's a dome over it. We're gonna have a publicity on the side of it, on the domes. We are gonna have our logo. Our logo is 300 foot long. So imagine all the planes, the drone will see it, and we could have some publicity, TaylorMade, I don't know, Titleist, if they want to put publicity on it. So it will just be great. And you just saw the clubhouse. The clubhouse is between two domes with large bay windows. So we're going to see inside the golf dome from the clubhouse.
Speaking of the clubhouse, obviously, with the clubhouse, then you have food and beverage. When you guys are running your financials about this, and I'm sure this is all available for the potential investors,
Yeah.
what percentage of that investment or the revenue comes from, say, clubhouse business or maybe events versus golf?
We've put a number, but a very low number. It will be higher than what is to me because we'd like to have some a lease with a big chain restaurant. It will be better for us because operate a restaurant is a tough thing, eh? But if you have a lease with a specialist, they're gonna do their money. Same thing for the pro shop. We could be partnership with a big pro shop. For example, like PGA Superstore, and we'd be affiliate with them. They will pay a rent to us. So I think it will be that way that we're gonna work. We just have put some numbers, very conservative numbers for all the other revenues.
I think one of the domes that you have listed is for practice. Is there
Yeah.
a driving range component to it?
Did you saw it? If you didn't saw it, I can take the screen and look at it with you.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could show it. Yeah.
Let me see I'm more used with the Teams video, chat, react, share. Okay, I will share here. Send request to share.
Got it.
So now Do you have my screen now or?
I do not see it yet.
Okay, I made a request.
Approved your
Oh,
request.
okay, screen. Now I think you're gonna have it. Share.
There it is.
Okay, I'll just take a take rapidly. You see on this picture is the clubhouse who's
Yes.
between two domes. In the right side, it's the first dome, golf dome, and then on the left side is the practice facility. So from the dome with large bay windows, we're gonna see 900 foot right, 900 foot left. It will be cool in the middle of winter. So let me just take the I will show you the four domes rapidly. That's the first dome. It's a
Yes.
par four and two par threes. And you know, par threes over the water is always a good challenge. Even for professional, it's always fun. We got a lot of it. And then the second dome. The second dome is four par threes, different length. Two of them are over the water. And the third dome, I love it. It's two par fours, but you see the first one here. 278 par four, but there's a wall just in front of the green and a pond. So I don't know a lot of guys who will be go carry over there. I'm not long enough. I won't try it. But the last hole here, 273 yards par four, not too very good protection. So I will take a hack at it. I'm a 260 yards guy. But I'll try to go 270. You know, just to take my driver, have fun. And the fourth dome is very interesting because it's the first time we're going to have a full length practice facility. We got the 25 stands, two stories, so that's 50 stands. We can go carry 275 yards till the end. We've got a chipping green with a sand trap, a putting green, and even a trap to play some long bunker shot. You know, it's important, eh? Those 150 yard long bunker shot, going to try it. And if you got a very long hitters, you can go in the corner and you can go 300 yards to the end. So I think, Walter, it would be very good for sports study. You know, University of Chicago, all those college and university, they would be able to practice all year long. And we're gonna have 12 to 15 place where we can have technology, you know, like Top Tracer or those technology to analyze the swing and the ball spin and everything.
Are
So,
you thinking, Bertrand, are you thinking having a membership component to this, or is it
no, I will explain. Stop the sharing. I will explain to you. At the beginning, I was a big membership fan, but my golf architect, Daryl Hoxham, who's also an ex-professional golfer, he said, Bertrand, you're better to be a green fee model. I would look, just go there 3 times in the winter. I can. If I go 3 times a week, I can too. So we're gonna have some reservation in advance. For example, if you want to play on a Saturday morning in January, you prefer reserve in November or December, you know? But and for the practice facilities, it will be an hourly rate. So you practice 45 minutes, you pay for it. You practice 1 hour and a half, you're gonna pay for it. So like that, everyone's gonna be able to play, and we're gonna have a lot of corporate events, eh? Like say your business when you have a tournament over there, you have a tournament, you have lunch over there, you're going to be 100 sure that there's no snow, no rain. So it's going to be that model.
Many of the things that you talk about remind me of other things that have sort of happened in the golf business in the last 10 years. And I think that's kind of taken down a lot of the barriers, right? So, like I said, we have a lot of domes in the area. People are used to hitting in domes. We have the popularity of Topgolf, you know, and people are used to going to Topgolf and playing a different type of golf. Now we have 110, 115 different standalone golf simulator businesses. So this stuff has evolved the way golfers approach golf, especially here in Chicago, which, you know, similar weather to what you guys have. When you were thinking about this idea and kind of cultivating it over the years, I would imagine it just sort of started feeding on itself because you're like, wait a minute, this makes sense. This makes sense. But you had to get over these major hurdles, and that is, how do you put 270-yard holes in a dome? Which it seems like you've cracked the code on that potentially.
We work with my golf architect, you know, he builds a lot of the golf course all over the world. He's very good. Hoxham Golf Design. And what I like is that they work with a software, AutoCAD, so we all have 3D. So when we're gonna work with the machinery, we're gonna have all the exact elevation we have to do. So on the technical aspect, it's very interesting. And to be quite honest, 20 years ago, the domes couldn't be that big, but now they have some technology. They got some crossing wires like that, so they can resist wind up to 120 miles per hour. So in the Chicago area, there's no problem. Even in Florida, I was with the PGA Golf Show last month, and the Chamber of Commerce over there, she won us over there because it's so hot in the summer. You have some problem play golf, and there's so much tourists there in Orlando. And Orlando is not on the beach like Miami. There can be some hurricanes, but in Orlando, it's like the middle of the center of the Florida. They said that we discuss, and the wind would not be a problem. So it's a very big market. We're just entering of it, and we're excited to build the first one. We're the financing process. I'm going to Dubai and Riyadh next week, I think it's going to move fast. What I had some problem in the early years is was to create a momentum. People were just looking at me. Why is doesn't exist? Eh? It's always people are like that. Why doesn't it exist? But now the momentum is on. Everyone's talking about the project. All the YouTubers call me. It's funny, and they're all excited. They just want to play golf like me.
So, I guess then one of the things that we could do as a community then is, like you said, there's a you're looking for investors right now.
Yes.
You said they're a
Yes.
100,000 minimum investment. What is
Yeah.
the what's the type of individual or investment group, or what are you looking for as partners to
So,
become involved?
the people who is if any people know if they're accredited investors, do you have good earnings? You're able to invest because this kind of investment, you don't know exactly when your money gonna come back. You know approximately the rate you're gonna have, but it's always more risky than just put your money in the bank. So it's had to be for accredited investors. So that's for sure. But we're looking for big partners, a big fund or big. I won't name it, but you've got in U.S. you've got three big golf management companies. Eh? There one of them is from Chicago. They would be the perfect partner because in the winter. Don't tell me what those 300, 400, 500 employees doing. You've got snows. So if they were involved in Megalodon Golf, they would work, 12 months more in the winter time, more on our project, and in the summertime on their golf courses. They got the land, they got some money, So a big partner like that will be perfect. But we're not running after everyone. They will come to us. They're just starting to come to us because they just looking at the project, and they say, hey, that's a project for the future.
You mentioned the golf YouTubers who are basically, golf influencers have taken over golf, and their reach is so much bigger. Next, in a couple of weeks, we're having our Chicago Golf Show,
We'll
which is
be there.
headlined. Oh, you'll be? Okay, great. Yeah,
Yeah, we
that's
have a
right. Yeah.
booth, 1731, I think. We have a booth over there. So we're going to see there. You guys will be there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, definitely. I'll stop by to say
Okay.
hi.
Yeah.
It's highlighted. One of the headliners is a YouTuber who actually comes from the Chicagoland area. So when you think about that, how it's changed, the influence of people being it used to be traditional and be more big media brands and be the golfers themselves. Now it's sort of taken over by the
Yeah.
people. This is such a unique opportunity for I think, like you said, all the different groups that could get involved at the ground floor with your company.
Sure, because I'm a traditional golfer myself. I'm in a private club, and I respect that, and I like that. But the project is more modern. The clubhouse is modern. Everyone will come to play, but we'll have the code for the dressing. We won't play, barefoot. It will be like a regular golf club. But the big thing is the time of play. It's a short par fours and par threes. So we should play the nine hole in about 1 hour 30 minutes to 1 hour 40 minutes. So it will be like go play a tennis game, eh? Or a badminton game. Play 18 holes outdoor in the summer. Sometimes it could take 5 hours. It's a bit long for a lot of people. Even I don't know if you're like me, Walter. When I play bad and then waiting after the guys before in front of me, I can't stand it. But it will be a good pace of play. We're going to have some marshals on the field to be sure that the piece of the play is pretty fast. So it's going to be interesting. That point you can play pretty fast. You can practice as much as you want. I would be on the driving practice facility 2 times a week myself, I think.
So to finish up, last question then, we've talked about how this has captured the attention of our audience and that people are so excited about this prospect. You've been working on this. You've kind of gone over the challenges to be able to build a dome like this, how to drive revenue, how to get investors. What's the thing that kind of keeps you up at night to make this thing actually happen and get it ready by, I think your target was like 2027.
Yeah, right now it's the investment part. I don't know how many months it will take to raise the money, but we can go by phase. Perhaps we're going to do the phase one, the practice facility, and then the first dome, phase two, and the phase three would be four dome. If the financing goes fast, we're going to build the four dome in the same time. So I'm not sure of that. All depends of the involvement of our partner, financial partner, but. Right there, the momentum is so hot. I think it will go pretty fast because it's cool, and the return of the investment will be very good because, like I said, there's no maintenance on this golf course, so the EBITDA will be very interesting.